الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله، الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله، الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله، وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, marhaba, marhaba, marhaba to this amazing brand new series and program called Ala Hazrat, the Revival of the 14th Century. And he is none other than the great Imam, the great reviver, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Riza Khan, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi. However, inshallah azawajal, let us listen to the virtues and blessings of reciting Durood and Salat ala Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And they after inshallah azawajal, we will even listen to a Quran. Here subhanallah, I present to you an amazing durood that beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated in a hadith. When two Muslims meet and greet each other for the pleasure of Allah azawajal, and whilst doing so, as they make musafaha, they shake hands out of love and affection for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allahu Akbar. And when they recite durood and salat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, before they depart from one another, Allah Azza wa Jalla shall forgive their past and their future sins. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. Yes, dear viewer, this was the virtues and the blessings of Durood-e Pak. And it's my honest appeal out there, before every program, we always mention the virtues and blessings. We narrate a hadith or give you a parable and story in relation to the virtues of Durood-e Pak, just so that you and I could attain enthusiasm and the jazba to increase our recitation of Durood-e Pak. Ye dua karte rahe, Huzoor aisa karam, mujh pe kaash ho jaye. Huzoor aisa karam, mujh pe kaash ho jaye. Mera wazifa, Durood o salam ho jaye. Ameen, thumma ameen, Allahumma ameen. Yes, dear viewers, and now, inshallah azawajal, we are going to introduce our guest. He is not new to the airwaves of Madani Channel. We have seen his program before as well. And I am going to be introducing a great scholar and muballigh of Da'wat Islami, who is none other than Mawlana Abdul Qadir Madani, Damat Fuyuzugum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Jazakullah azur.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Yes, dear viewers, have you seen? MashaAllah, we are talking to our respected Mawlana Sahib, who has come in with many other programs before this, mashallah. And alhamdulillah, Mawlana Sahib is ready for today's program?
Inshallah.
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Mawlana Sahib looks very much excited as well. And actually throughout the year, yani har program mein, if you notice Mawlana Sahib, in every program of Madani Channel, alhamdulillah, there is always something of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat that we quote. And this name is also not new. This is the fazan and the blessings of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala li. That today, mashallah, we are here and we are going to be making his dhikr. We are going to be discussing his blessed biography and his blessed personality. So inshallah, stay tuned with us till the end of today's program, dear viewers. Aur meri ye dili khwahish hai mohsab ki, mashallah, you to Ala Hazrat is not only a Mawlana Sahib, mashallah, aside from, of course, being an Islamic scholar. Allah Azza wa Jalla blessed him with various other sciences and he is a master and expert in many other fields of Madinah, alhamdulillah. And we are going to uncover and discuss this as we go along in this particular program, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, alhamdulillah. But Mawsab, Ala Hazrat is a shair as well, a very famous poet, and his mashallah poetry is famous as Hadaiki Bakhshish. MashaAllah. And you to every kalam that's recited of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat is amazing. Allahu Akbar. And it is either the summary of some hadith or the summary of the ayat of the Ulul Qur'an Pak, actually inculcating a story and incident in the times of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But there is one kalam which is world famous, Mawsab. Just as the salam, Mustafa, Jale, Rahmat, Pilaku,
Salam,
Hidayat, Pilaku, Salam. Just as this salam of Ala Hazrat, attained such popularity, ki sari dunya mein salam ko padha jata hai. So likewise, Mawsab, there is another beautiful kalam of Ala Hazrat which we would like to commence with inshallah azza wa jal, and we are hoping that the viewers of Madini channel will also recite with us. بلکہ یہ کلام ایسا کلام ہے کہ this is my business and that یہ بچہ بچہ ہی پڑھتا ہوگا دنیا میں جہاں آپ چلے جائیں ماشاءاللہ if he reads مصطفیٰ جان رحمت پر آکھو السلام he will also know this beautiful کلام and just to you know to invoke furthermore blessings for اللہ سبحانہ وتعالی and the beloved رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم we shall commence with this beautiful کلام it's my earnest appeal to the viewers out there also recite with me may Allah عز و جل accept our initiative to discuss the blessed biography of Ala Hazrat so that we could extract valuable lessons from his blessed life. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal. Ab hum kalam ki janib ab jate hain, chand sher padhte hain.
Sad se ola ala hamara nabi Sad se ola ala hamara nabi سب سب بالا ہمارا نبی سب سب بالا ہمارا نبی اپنے مولا کا پیارا ہمارا نبی اپنے مولا کا پیارا ہمارا نبی دونوں عالم کا دولہا ہمارا نبی سب سے اولا اعلا ہمارا نبی کیا خبر کتنے تارے کھلے چھچ گئے کیا خبر کتنے تارے کھلے چھچ گئے کیا خبر کتنے تارے کھلے چھچ گئے پر نہ ڈوبے نہ ڈوبا ہمارا نبی اتر نہ ڈوبے نہ ڈوبا ہمارا نبی سب سے اولا اعلی ہمارا نبی کون بتا ہے دے میں تمہیں چاہیے کون بتا ہے دے میں تمہیں چاہیے دین والا ہے سچا ہمارا نبی سچا ہمارا نبی سب سے اولا اعلا ہمارا نبی بہن میں زباں تمہارے لیے بدن میں جا تمہارے لیے ہم آئے یہاں تمہارے لیے اٹھ بھی وہاں تمہارے لیے سب سے اولا اعلا ہمارا نبی خلق سے اولیاء خلق سے اولیاء لیا سے رسول رسولوں سے آلہ ہمارا نبی اور رسولوں سے آلہ ہمارا نبی حمزدوں کو رضا نجد دی جو ترے حمزدوں کو رضا مجددی جو تو ہے غم زدو کو رضا مجددی جو تو ہے پھر کسو کا سہارا ہمارا نبی بکسو کا سہارا ہمارا نبی سب سے اعلیٰ ہمارا نبی سب سے بالا ہمارا نبی.
سبحان الله
سبحان الحبيب صلى الله عليه وسلم محمد
صلى الله عليه وسلم
ما شاء الله
سبحان الله
سلام اوف على حضره رحمه الله تعالى عليه
سو فيت ريفريشنج سبحان الله
الله اكبر الله اكبر کون دیتا ہے دینے کو مولا یہ دینے والا ہے سچا ہمارا نبی سب چمک والے اجلوں میں چمکا کیے اندھے شیشوں میں چمکا ہمارا نبی اللہ اکبر Allah Akbar. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, every couplet of this kalam, though we have not recited all the couplets, for the silk of barakah and blessings, as they say, usuli barakat ke liye, we recited just few ashar of this beautiful kalam. Go through the meaning if you don't know Urdu, but most definitely after you recite and read this kalam, especially after you understand this particular kalam, you will furthermore fall in love with the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. May Allah bless our viewers of Madani Channel. Masab, Alhamdulillah. Every year we do celebrate the blessed Urus Mubarak and Sumbarak. Not only here, Masab in Durban, but rather in the whole world. This one is appreciated. He's acknowledged, he's recognized. And subhanAllah, throughout the world, jagah jagah aap jaye, so you will find, mashallah, people are speaking about his personality. To kahi aapke kirdar ke hawale se, to kahi aapke ilm ke hawale se. From various aspects, people are speaking about this personality. And one of the Mu'asab that wherever we discuss, that you make the dhikr and you speak about the Salihin, the friends of Allah Azza wa Jalla, the pious and the truthful and righteous people in that majlis and gathering, the khas fadl and mercy of Allah Azza wa Jalla descends. So the it is my yaqeen, Mu'asab, that subhanAllah, though we are here, you know, like discussing this, mashallah, through the AV Madani channel, but it is my opinion that the faizat of Allah Hazrat will reach us as well.
And
those viewers of Madani Channel who are watching today's program and episode, inshallah, Zawajal. Inshallah, Zawajal, here, now we start and we will ask our respected guest for today, Mawlana Abdul Qadir Sahib, mashallah, was with us, that if Mawlana could enlighten us with regards to the blessed birth of this personality. We will start from his blessed birth. This is the Kharana and the family of ulama and scholars and awliya, should I say, dear viewers. Definitely, subhanAllah, Allah, his father was an alim deen and is a wali of Allah Azza wa Jal. And then his grandfather, Allah Akbar, look at the awlad and the children of Allah himself. So let's start and learn from, from the root cause, which is his blessed birth. And when we understand the aspect of his miraculous birth and the incidents that occurred therein, then one can understand what may have happened earlier on and later on in his life, Mu'asab, as he grew into a teenage and thereafter, subhanAllah, into an adult, subhanAllah, who then brought about a huge change throughout the world, Mu'asab, through his knowledge, through his ilm, through the fadl and mercy which Allah had bestowed upon him. So can Mu'asab, inshallah, highlight us with regards to his blessed birth, with regards to the year that he, rahmatullahi ta'ala, was born.
SubhanAllah, Azur, any men of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the awliya Allah, each moment of their life is a blessing for the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, especially Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala anhu, being the reviver of Islam, Allahu Akbar. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala anhu was born in the neighborhood of Jasuli in the city of Bareilly Sharif. We call Bareilly Sharif with the nisbat and love and reverence that we have with the Mubarak city of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And alhamdulillah, he was born on the 10th of Shawwal al-Mukarram, corresponding with the 14th of June 1856. And the Islamic year was 1272, alhamdulillah, when our Master Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala anhu blessed this world with his arrival.
Subhanallah, mashallah. And this was on the 10th of Shawwal, Masab, as Masab mentioned, it was a Saturday.
Indeed.
Subhanallah, so many years back, mashallah. Masab, with regards to his blessed birth, mashallah, Masab had mentioned. And Ala Hazrat even spoke about his blessed year. And he derived that from the Holy Quran Pak, as he was a master in this field as well.
Subhanallah.
As we would recite the Holy Quran Pak, and only for us to understand the Quran Pak is a blessing on its own, mashallah. If we can understand and understand the depth of, you know, the tafsir of the Holy Quran Pak. But Ala Hazrat was blessed with such knowledge, subhanallah, that he would extract various other, you know, words of wisdom from the Holy Quran Pak, mashallah, and solve many other problems, mashallah, through the ayat of the Holy Quran Pak. Can Masab indicate to what this give the ishara, inshallah, as to what is the year of birth that he, rahmatullahi ta'ala, had derived from the Holy Quran Impact?
Subhanallah. It was a discussion that took place, and it is mentioned in Malfuzat of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when the discussion was revolving around how to calculate the year in which a person was born and how to deduce the year of the birth of a person from different wordings and or different ayats of the Holy Quran. And Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala at that point in time, which is also he discussed in the science of Abjad Ulum or Hisab-e-Jumal, of in English we can call it numerology, that and Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala at that point he said, Alhamdulillah, my year of birth, which is 1272 after Hijri, is also deduced from this blessed verse of the Holy Quran, the translation of which from Qanzul-Iman is, it is these upon whose hearts Allah has ingrained faith and has aided them with a spirit from His own.
Allah.
In Surah Mujadala, verse number 22.
Subhanallah. But look at the translation, Masab. And this indicates towards the life of this great personality and what more he was going to do as he went along in his life, subhanallah. Thousands of people have benefited from his company, subhanallah, the ulama and the scholars he had produced, Mu'asab. Even changed the hearts and the conditions of further millions of people in the globe. So can you imagine the root, subhanallah, who is Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala today? Whatever we see, all of this on Madani channel in Da'wat Islami, it is the faizan of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Riza Khan, rahmatullahi ta'ala. Mu'asab, we believe that Ala Hazrat, and it is said before as well, that he, rahmatullahi ta'ala ali, was a master and expert in many other sciences, such as even mathematics. So Mu'asab, mashallah, indicate towards this famous doctor, and he had a question or a query that he came to Sayyidi Ala Hazrat for, or rather he couldn't solve a problem. And imagine such great personalities come to the barga of Ala Hazrat, such as being great in that aspect that he is a professor and a teacher, a lecturer at a university, but he comes to take favors and blessings from Sayyidi Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala. These things are hardly heard of or seen, actually, Mu'asab. But can Mu'asab maybe shed some light on this matter as well? What query did he come with in the court of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat?
Subhanallah, Azul. As Mu'asab has rightfully pointed it out, that Sayyidi Ala Hazrat was that revolutionary personality that anyone in any difficulty, no matter what their problem was, they felt it that, you know, if my issues are going to be resolved, it is through the Darbar of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, whether it was an Islamic query or whether it was an attack on the dignity of Islam at any given point. Mm. The question was quickly appointed to the Barga of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, and from where the clarity was given and the guideline was issued for the Muslim Ummah to follow.
Yeah, but that's
so, and in this case, Sir Ziauddin, and Alhamdulillah, when he came in touch with Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala, and with regards to this mathematical question, or rather mathematical problem that he had, and he couldn't solve it, being a brilliant professor of mathematics.
Achha.
We're not talking about just anybody, you know, who
any normal teacher was.
Yes. Allahu Akbar.
But rather, Allahu Akbar, he is in this situation that people of that caliber would come to his barakah.
Subhanallah.
Really amazing. Jiji Mawsam.
And he came to the court of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and he said, I've got this mathematical problem that I needed guidance on. And Sayyidi Ala Hazrat said, all right, the prophet continue, if you can tell me. And then he hesitated, you know, how come that Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, being a Maulana, is going to answer my query about mathematics, the intricate methods of mathematics? Ala said, nevertheless, tell me. And as soon as he had explained to him the problem, Ala Hazrat, alhamdulillah, quickly gave him the solution and the mathematical equation that he was after. And as soon as he heard this, he was awestruck at the immense knowledge of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat and his expertise in the field of math. And alhamdulillah, it was that turning point in the life of this professor. And he said, I was actually going to go and embark on a journey all the way to Germany in that time, just to resolve this mathematical problem. And then a good friend of mine, Maulana Sulaiman Ashraf, he had guided me to you that you would resolve this issue. And alhamdulillah, true to his words, Hazrat has resolved this
mathematical
problem. And you know, Hazrat, not only his question got answered from the Barga of Allah Hazrat, but he returned with the Islamic fazan that he receives from the court of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, and he quickly started to grow beard, alhamdulillah, the sunnah of Rasulullah after meeting Ala Hazrat for the first time, and became punctual in his salah, subhanallah.
But being a vice chancellor at a university, subhanallah, and coming to the Barakah of Ala Hazrat and having your questions answered and leaving as you are satisfied, Muhasab, and you don't see the need to go to any other person, show the caliber of Ala Hazrat who we are talking about, subhanallah. Yeah, there is no doubt, Muhasab, Allah Azza wa Jalla has blessed Sayyidi Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, and the blessing is so much, subhanallah, that through the blessings of Ala Hazrat, many millions of lamps have been lit throughout the world. Many millions of hearts that were dark and was free from the love of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was well instilled and fused with the love for the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And today, mashallah, these are the fruits of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala that we are sitting here today and discussing the seerah of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have a better understanding, and he has made it so much more easy for the ummah through his fatawa and his literature and all that he has given us, subhanallah. He says, please bless us about the childhood of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. What can be said about the childhood of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, Muhasab? Let's make this into this, or should I, mashallah, maybe give the direction, as I would also want to know something about his childhood, Muhasab. But maybe Muhasab can enlighten us with regards to him in his childhood learning from his blessed father, Mulana Naqib Ali Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala, or Qumsi Umar ki Muhasab, what age did he rahmatullahi ta'ala stop, or commence with his learning and stop with his father and then go to the madrasa and then further his studies by the asatiza, yani sit in their company and benefit from their dasgah. So at what age was that, Muhasab?
Subhanallah, Azur. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, at this tender age of 13 years, 10 months and 4 days, he completed his studies of all the major faculties of sciences in the Islamic studies, subhanallah, and mastered them at the Mubarak feet of his noble father, Allama Naqi Ali Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala, who is a great scholar of Islam himself, subhanallah. And it was at this time that Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala anhu also started writing fatawa, and he wrote an answer to this query that came to him, and it was approved by his honorable father, subhanallah. And finding the fatwa correct and accurate, his respected father, Allama Naqi Ali Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, authorized him to issue fatawa, and Ala Hazrat continued to write fatawa till the day he has passed away from this world.
Allahu Akbar, subhanallah, subhanallah. Kya baat hai, Madina ki century has passed, Muhasab. Allahu Akbar. Century has passed. Look, and his fazan and his blessings has not stopped, Muhasab.
Subhanallah.
But every solution people still turn towards Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. This is the maqam. This is the maqam. And all of this is found in the life of Ala Hazrat. This is what he had given. He was a pious and righteous personality, a very knowledgeable personality. Rather, we should say oceans of knowledge, subhanallah. And today we are benefiting from his fazan, the spiritual journey of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. So can Muhasab, inshallah, shed some light with regards to the spiritual journey?
Subhanallah. It is actually a lengthy event that took place in the life of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and the events that unfolded at the time, that in the year 1294 AH, at the age of 22 years, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala was 22 years of age at the time, and he was taken in the Mubarak court of his Pir Nurshid to Marara Sharif.
Kya baat hai?
Hazrat Ali Rasul Mararavi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. And usually it was the custom in Marara Sharif at the time that a saliq on the spiritual path, a traveler on the path, the seeker of the path, whenever they used to approach the Mubarak land of Marara Sharif, the land of spirituality, where the faizan of the Sadat is flowing, alhamdulillah, it was the custom that they had to go through mujahada and spiritual exercises and the struggle on the path in order to become the murid, let alone the khalifa. Subhanallah. And as soon as Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala was presented in the court of Sayyid Ala Rasul Maharari, he saw his capability and through his foresight that the men of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala they have, and he saw the potential in Sayyidi Ala Hazrat at that young age. And he immediately...
When he was only 22, Mu'asab.
Yeah.
What is the age of 22, Mu'asab? Allahu Akbar.
Subhanallah.
And this is the bargah of Shah Ali Rasul Mararavi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. Allahu Akbar. This is the Peer Khan of Allah Hazrat that we're speaking about. So when he presented himself in the bargah of Allah, of his Peer Mushib Mu'asab, then from there?
From there, he first entered him into the tariqah, alhamdulillah, into the salasil, salasil that he had the ijazat for. And after making him his murid and the disciple, he also given him the khilafah, which was so difficult to come by at that time. People had to go through vigorous tests and scrutiny before they could be given the khilafah from the barga of Marara Sharif. But when Sayyidi Ala Hazrat came, then the people are asking, Huzur, we don't know you to be as such, you know, giving khilafah so freely. Why? To anyone who comes, Allah. And how come that, you know, you didn't only make him your murid, but also given him the khilafah and the ijazat of all the salasil. This is unheard of. We haven't seen you do this. And then he responded so beautifully. And he said that Sayyidi Alaa, he already came prepared. He didn't need any preparations. Allah. All he needed is a link which I have given him.
Allahu Akbar. Therefore, he connected him with the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. And Mawlana Sahib highlighted this aspect with regards to the spiritual journey of Ana Hadith Rahmatullahi Ta'ala. Up to come, you have to know that you are murid, immediately he was blessed with these khilafat. Subhanallah, dear viewers of Badini Channel, and instantly, as Mu'asab had mentioned, you have to go to certain riyazat al mujahadat, one has to exercise different types of difficulties and struggles in this path to attain the ma'rifat of Allah Azza wa Jal, to attain these blessings and these maratim in this tariqah, in this line. But immediately as you step in there, not only did he become a murid, but together with that Mu'asab, mashallah, Sha'ali Rasul has fakhr and he has so much of pride and this particular disciple. Yeah. Subhanallah, aap rati bhi ja rahe aur ye bhi arz kar rahe apne muridon se to his people that there was a time when I used to be scared as to what would I present on the day of Qiyamah if my Rabb had asked me, O Ali Rasul, what have you brought? What would I show or what would I say on the day of Qiyamah? How would I face my Rabb Allah Azza wa Jal? Allahu Akbar. But he says today, that hope and that fear has left my heart.
Allah.
Why has it left my heart? Why has that fear now gone? Because he says so beautifully. And we try to keep going. Make it perfect, Mawsal, Mashallah. Like our nazarin bhi shamil ho jaye. He says, when he shared ke andaz mein yu bayan kiya gaya hai, that I used to be skinned. What if my Rabb would ask me about what have I brought? Now that fear no more exists. Why?
Subhanallah.
Yes.
Rahman shar a gaya mujhse poochhe khuda. لایا ہے کیا عرض کر دوں گا لا یا ہو احمد رضا یا خدا یہ امانت سلامت رہے.
Allah. Oh, Amanat Salamat Rahe. I will present Imam Ahmed Reza Khan.
Subhanallah.
Ta'ala Ali in the Bargah of Allah Azza wa Jalla. When I'm asked, what have you brought? Subhanallah. For a spiritual guide to have so much of trust, to have so much of love, and to be so proud about his disciple Musa is not a simple and a easy thing. Actually, it is a very fortunate thing for a peer, a Kamil peer, to love his Kamil Murid, subhanAllah. And he attained this completion within this few moments, as Sha'ala Rasul mentioned, that there was only a link needed, which I have done. He clearly prepared here. So the waswasa which was in the heart of others that were there, the thoughts that may have crossed their minds, that how is it possible that Allah can get Khilafat and Ijazat so quickly, and though we are here, struggling and striving, Allahu Akbar. So Sha'ala Rasul answered that question in just few words, subhanAllah. And this is Ala Hazrat, whom Allah Azza wa Jalla has purified, whom Allah has guided, whom Allah has blessed, whom Allah Azza wa Jalla has granted immense knowledge to. And all of this is the blessings of Muhammad Rasulullah
Sallallahu
Alaihi. It is the deep, profound love that he, rahmatullahi ta'ala, possesses for the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. InshaAllah, Azza wa Jalla, hum is program mein kalam ko bhi shamil karenge. So now we would break through in kalams, inshallah, and when we do return, we shall continue with our discussion, dear viewers. Stay with us till the end of today's program. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
السلام يا نبي السلام يا نبي السلام يا نبي يا نبي السلام السلام يا نبي السلام يا نبي يا نبي السلام
رب کے پیارے راج دلارے تم ہو ہمارے ہم ہیں تمہارے رب کے پیارے راج دلارے تم ہو ہمارے ہم ہیں تمہارے اے دامان رحمت والے تم پر لاکھوں سلام
السلام یا نبی السلام یا نبی السلام یا نبی یا نبی السلام السلام یا نبی السلام یا نبی السلام یا نبی یا نبی السلام
دے دیے تم کو اپنے خزانے رب عزت رب علانے دے دیے تم کو اپنے خزانے رب عزت رب علانے دونوں جہاں کی نعمت والے تم پر لاکھوں سلام السلام علی
یا رسول اللہ
مصطفی منبع للصفا سید الانبیاء مشعل في الوفا كان في يسه لليتامى دفاع مصطفى منبع للصفا سيد الانبياء مشعل في الوفا كان في يسه لليتامى دفاع حن قلبي له فاض شوقا إلي ليس أرجو سوى شربة من يدي
الصلاة علي والسلام علي. للسماء تقى فأتى بالنقى وغدا وجهه نيرا مشرقا وغدا وجهه نيرا مشرقا. عرش علا پر رب نے بلایا اپنا جلوہ خاص دکھایا. ہے سفارا سب حور ملک اور غلمہ خلد سجاتے گئے ایک دھوم گئے عرش اعظم پر مہمان خدا کے آتے ہیں. عرش علا پر رب نے بلایا اپنا جلوہ خاص دکھایا. خلوت والے جلوت والے تم پر لاکھوں سلام. قمرون 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 سیدنا النبی قمرون وكف المصطفى كالورد نادي
الله الله.
وعطرها يبقى إذا مست أيادي
الله الله.
وكف المصطفى كالورد نادي
الله الله.
وعطرها يبقى إذا مست أيادي
الله الله.
وأما نبالوها كل العباد وأما نبالوها كل العباد وأما نبالوها كل العباد. حبيب الله يا خير البرايا.
قمرون 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 سيدنا النبي قمرون وجميل
وجميل وجميل وجميل سيدنا النبي وجميل. بو جهل كلمة پڑھتا دیکھا ہی نہیں اس نے شاہا. سمت نبی بو جہل گیا آقا سے اس نے یہ کہا. گر ہو نبی بتلاؤ ذرا میری مٹھی میں ہے کیا. سمت نبی بو جہل گیا آقا سے اس نے یہ کہا. گر ہو نبی بتلاؤ ذرا میری مٹھی میں ہے کیا. آقا کا فرمان ہوا اور فضل رحمان ہوا. مٹھی سے کنکر بولا لا الہ الا اللہ.
حسبی ربی جل اللہ ما فی قلبی غیر اللہ. نور محمد صلی اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ.
بو جہل نہیں کلمہ پڑھتا دیکھا ہی نہیں اس نے شاہا. پردوں والی صورت والے تم پر لاکھوں سلام.
مولایا صلی وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. يا ربي صل علي يا ربي سلم علي. يا ربي صل علي صلوات الله علي. مولاي صل وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم.
يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. خواب میں اپنا جلوة
دکھاؤ نوری کو تم نوری بناؤ خواب میں اپنا جلوہ دکھاؤ نوری کو تم نوری بناؤ اے چمکیلی رنگت والے تم پر لاکھوں سلام
السلام علیکہ یا رسول اللہ السلام علیکہ یا حبیبی یا نبی اللہ السلام علیکہ یا رسول اللہ السلام علیکہ یا حبیبی یا نبی اللہ
أوقت عيناي شوقا ولطيبة ذرفت عشقا فأتيت إلى حبيبي فاهدأ يا قلب ورفقا صلي على محمد
السلام عليك يا رسول الله السلام عليك يا حبيبي يا نبي الله السلام عليك يا رسول الله السلام عليك يا حبيبي يا نبي الله يا رسول الله
أنت نور الله فجرا جئت بعد العسر يسرا ربنا لك قدر يا ختام الأنبياء أيها المختار فينا زادنا الحب حنينا جئتنا بالخير دينا يا ختام المرسلين يا حبيبي يا رسول الله يا نبي سلام عليك يا رسول سلام عليك يا حبيب سلام عليك صلوات الله عليك يا نبي سلام عليك يا رسول سلام عليك يا حبيب سلام عليك صلوات الله عليك
Welcome back, MashaAllah. What a beautiful dawah was this. Ya Nabi Salam Alaika, Ya Rasul Salam Alaika. May Allah Azawajal accept this beautiful kalam. We have come to the end of our program for today, Masab. Shukran to you as well.
JazakAllah for having us.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Yet we haven't covered all the discussion related to his personality as yet. We just started discussing Masab and the time is already over. Until tomorrow, stay good, be good, do good. And inshallah, Azawajal, leave the viewers with the slogan of Dawat-e-Islami, Alhamdulillah Bil Alameen. This slogan is actually the mission of Allah Rahmatullahi Talani as well. And that is, I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Inshallah. Salli ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Savior of the Ummah, Imam Ahmad Raza. Savior of the Ummah, Savior of the Ummah.